are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation. This month, we're going to take a look at the service department within your company. If you've been familiar with Grandy & Associates for any length of time, if you've read our newsletter or any of the articles in the trade magazines across the country, if you've attended any of our training programs, you've heard the mantra that we've stated, your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. And if you haven't, well, I'll say it again. Your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. The unfortunate part is, seldom is it. Regardless of your trade, whether it's electrical, landscape, pool and spa, irrigation, HVAC, plumbing, it doesn't matter. Most contractors started out working for someone else, either as a technician or as an installer, and one day the light bulb came on in their head and they thought, well, wait a minute. I'm making $10, $15, $20 per hour, whatever the number is, and we're charging the customer $75 an hour. I'm doing all the work, and the boss is getting rich. Well, sometime after that, you decided to go into business for yourself, so you could be the one getting rich. Once you made the break for it, you came up with an hourly rate that you would charge your customers. Most contractors come up with their hourly rate in one of two ways. First, they call all over town and find out what everybody else is charging. And since they don't want to be the cheapest in town, but they don't want to be the most expensive either, they end up setting their rate somewhere in the middle, figuring that it'll be a good, fair rate. The second way rates are typically set is they look at what their previous employer was charging. After all, it worked for them. It'll work for me. In fact, I'll charge a few dollars an hour less than they did, and I'll take half their customers. So the new fledgling company is off and running and may start out doing just one or two things. Some will do just installation work. Some will do just service work. Still, others will focus on just commercial. Whether you originally intended it or not, you will eventually be doing service work. Even if you're completely new construction, sometimes the systems you install will fail during that first year and you'll need to service it. Now, if your company is not doing service work, or if you're one of those contractors who do everything you can to avoid service work, well, you're missing out. In fact, the tighter the economy gets, the more important service will be to your company. Now, companies go out of business for lots of reasons, but when you boil it down to its root cause, they go out of business for one of two reasons. The first is improper labor pricing, and the second is cash flow. Now, we're not going to focus on how to set your labor rate or how to create a cash flow budget, but I will say that you need to understand why you charge what you do. It has nothing to do with what your competition is charging, what you'd like to charge, or what your previous employer charged. Not even what you think the customer will pay, or anything else that's not rooted in the cost of operation of your company. Your hourly rate must be based on three things. These are, number one, the real costs of running your company. Number two, the number of hours you're going to be billing out throughout the year. And number three, the profit level you're looking to hit. After you set your hourly rate, you must create a cash flow budget so you can plan for the highs and lows that will happen throughout the year. If you say, you know, I know that spring is always slower and I always start out the year not making any money, but if I'm lucky, I'll make it up once the summer hits. You know what? That's not planning. That's hoping the phone keeps ringing and that the jobs will just keep coming along. I can promise you, that's a house of cards that will fail at some time. Now, even if you've done your homework and you know that your hourly rate is 100% accurate, you've looked at the cost of running your service department, you've projected the number of billable hours that you'll have this year, and you have a reasonable profit built into your rate, even if you've done all of this and your rate is 100% correct, you can still lose money in your service department. Well, how can this be? Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.